otherwise it's shown on the CSM. They will have to make that change before they would, if they get approval, they would have to make that change before it gets recorded at the county. And staff is recommending approval with those conditions about the conservation easement.
Questions from the commission and staff? Any questions? Okay, without objection, we'll move on to the business matter of this particular issue. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map being part of the southeast one quarter of the southeast one quarter of Section 16, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, located in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is substantively 8547 and 8567 South 76th Street.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Vote is four ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. That concludes the two matters on Two Mikes LLC in your neighborhood. But before you leave, Dan.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Did you see this map? You can have mine if you like.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll grab that.
Sure. Oh, I didn't tell you the rule. If you're here for one item, you got to stay for the rest. You're not there. We move on to item C2, a public hearing on a special exception for natural resources. This is a public hearing. Mr. Sumwalt, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 4th, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application from Fred Arbanella/Carmody Homes for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 7475 South 49th Street, zoned R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District, which bears tax key number 759-9981-010.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing, and as soon as he gets up here, Mr. Deedle will give us the highlights.
Thank you. Did we mention that everybody ought to be sworn in who wants to speak?
Yeah, but I was going to do it, but you didn't do it.
Okay. Again, this is a public hearing for a natural resource special exception. Again, pursuant to our rules, if you want to fill in or remove any of these protected natural resource features, you have to go through this process. It's like a variance or exception or something like that, where you have to answer a whole bunch of questions about the impact on adjacent properties. Are there other options and alternatives? You answered all those questions. The city has guidelines in its ordinances for mitigation. So replacing natural resources that you're getting rid of. The process starts with the Environmental Commission. This matter was at the Environmental Commission at the meeting, March 27th or whatever. They recommended approval with a couple conditions, getting their DNR approvals and doing mitigation. At that time, the applicant was not sure what mitigation they were going to do. maybe some native plantings on their property. Since that during that Environmental Commission meeting, Alderwoman Wilhelm was there as well. The applicant became more interested in doing some mitigation off-site at Carity Prairie, which is located at the Prairie Grass Preserve, and doing a little bit of mitigation on-site. So essentially what they would do is they would mitigate the impacts to the wetlands and the wetland buffers at the Carity Prairie by giving money to MELC to do some management and enhancement activities at the existing wetlands and prairies out there. And they would mitigate the impacts on the wetland setback on their own property, partly as a mitigation landscaping plan. So they are impacting two separate wetlands. One's a little pocket wetland. They want to fill in that wetland and the buffers and setbacks so they can get a buildable lot. Part of that wetland is also going to be impacted by the public road that's going to go through 50th Street. That's a separate process. The Common Council has approved the process where if it's for a public street, public trail, or public sidewalk, and just for that, that portion of the impacts could go straight to the Common Council. And if the Common Council thinks that the trail, the street, or the sidewalk is important enough to the public, they may not have to do any mitigation at all. So that'll be coming forward to the Common Council at the same time this natural resource special exception goes to them. So again, just tonight, just for the natural resource special exception, it's just the impacts because of the lots that they want to create. So one wetland they're going to mostly fill in, and then a larger wetland, most of which is going to remain. They are impacting a little bit of that one to create buildable lots, and that's what the natural resource special exception is for. So the numbers are in your report, but roughly it's a total amount of impact, wetlands, buffers, and setbacks. It's just slightly more than half an acre. The staff is recommending approval with conditions very similar to what was done last time for a similar proposal at Carity Prairie. Autumn Leaves is a senior housing development of Drexel, did a similar thing. Staff's recommending the same conditions as what we did back then. So staff is recommending approval with conditions, which essentially is more details and information about that mitigation at Carity Prairie. And that they do have to implement the mitigation on site as well.
Very good. It appears that we have a properly noticed public hearing. Again, this requires that any testimony given will be sworn. City attorney will do that. So I will open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us which one. Anyone wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak?
Okay.
Don't be bashful.
My name is Jonathan. Oh, sorry.
You promised to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. So help me God.
State your name and address for the record.
Jonathan Fry, 7404 South 51st Street. I live just north of the affected area that kind of connects with 51st Street. So I've seen the plans, and my only concern, or my biggest concern, I guess, as it affects my property directly, I know the parcel in question is going to impact some of my neighbors a little bit differently, but has a lot less impact on me. Just the overall impact of not only that, but the entire development is just a little bit of concern about drainage. I try to have a lot of faith in my city planners and the other people that are doing their jobs to know that we won't have an issue, and we certainly have a lot of subdivisions that are in wetland-type areas or very low-lying, but in the springtime, even when it's relatively dry, the sump pump is running constantly. And I live in fear with my finished basement that I built myself that, you know, water. Yes, I did. Absolutely. No way I'm doing it without a permit. I have one of the newer
ones. Already checking, Mayor.
Yes, check. Absolutely, we're good. No worries about that. But truly, live in fear of water damage constantly during the spring. So I just want to be sure that it's not getting worse. It's pretty bad. We're about as low as you can be right near that area where it's at near its low point. But again, some of the houses that are being built will clearly be at the lowest point too. So I'm assuming, and again, I have a lot of faith that obviously the planners, you know, are not expecting the new homeowners to have any problems. So, but again, guess I just wanted to voice the concern that everything that needs to be done is being done.
Mr. City Attorney, engineer.
Sir, can I clarify your address? So are you face Minnesota, or are you on the east or west?
No, 7404 South 51st Street. So I am just north of the existing kind of wetland preserve, which I'm very happy that will be conserved as well. And I know there will be the water mitigation area just south of that. And I don't know if that's good or bad for my particular home, but again, there will be homes even closer, if I believe, so I'm assuming that we'll all be done properly. But just concerned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I think.
Chief? Yeah. Got something or no?
I do, in just a second. I'm just trying. We haven't seen the map, sir.
Yeah,
so
I didn't either. I was lucky enough to.
I just trying to see where they're actually trying to propose the homes and others.
And where the wetlands are, exactly.
Don't
we have a camera?
I went on the DNR website. And I ran copies of it, left them at home.
Okay.
Good evening, Commission. Mike Brockle, resident at 40.
Please raise your right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And state your name and address for the record.
Mike Brockle, resident 4870 West Madison Avenue, Franklin. I occupied my property in 1992, which is just across Madison, just across 49th Street from this development. And I was told at the time, a number of times, that that property was wetlands and would not be developed. And I think those were deemed wetlands for very good reasons at that time, and I would expect that the city maintain that. I see no reason why these wetlands are filled in to appease the developer. I believe those wetlands should be maintained and the developers work around that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chief?
Please raise your right hand. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please state your name and address for the
Michael Jankowski, 4812 West Madison Avenue. So my understanding from the planning manager was they're making exceptions to do work to correct wetlands elsewhere and then be able to fill in these wetlands? Really? Why would you allow them to make corrections to other wetlands when these are currently existing and are there, and to make allow them to fill these in and then to mitigate something completely in a different area that has no impact on this at all? To me, that makes zero sense. I don't understand why you would allow that. I would ask that you have them maintain the current wetlands, work around them, and not allow them to fill them in. It doesn't make sense to do that and to have something else be corrected and fill these in, because it has no impact in that area at all. My other concern, and I don't know if I'm allowed to speak on it, the size of these lots are nothing in comparison to Rawson Heights, that all have either 3/4 or plus. My land is almost 2 acres. And if you look at anything in the surrounding area, it's nothing, as you're pointing out, less than either 1/4 or 1/2 acre lots, not even. So you're putting in something that doesn't even match the current area that you're trying to come into. And as I tried to get a hold of the DNR, they were not familiar with any of this yet. So I guess I'm concerned with promises that are being said or potentially done, and we don't have a definitive plan to make these allowances when we really don't know what they intend on doing yet. And I'm not comfortable with having them make corrections elsewhere. They need to maintain what they have and work around it. Thank you.
Thank you. Please. Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
State your name and address for the record.
This is Wellbo, 3851 West College Avenue. So this project is part of a larger picture with the development to the south that's been kind of going through the process for several years. And that development can't happen without this development because of the shared road. And Marquette Avenue is the shared road. So there's been a lot of interest in parents that come to the school district, in the neighborhood in general, to have the road go out to 51st Street. Marquette Avenue right now ends at 49th Street. You might remember a while back we put in a portion of 49th Street we paid for by the city, but it doesn't go any further. So in order to get that straight out to 51st Street, this would be the shared road between the two developments. And I can't believe we don't have any ability to show a map here. You know, because this would be so much easier to explain to people what's going on. We have cameras, we have televisions, we have, what's with the?
Form couldn't be the board, none of it works.
Great. Can I get my?
Yeah.
Can we, was this
public record, this map? Can I take a picture of it if I don't have access?
Oh, sure. I emailed.
I don't think I had the colors that showed the red.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. We would have had a... I made up this map here as an overall, so it helps explain it, because when I was going around door-to-door, people weren't really understanding this. So I tried to get as many of you. I think I've talked to most of you in the past over time on this. So the development that was down here came in on Evergreen, and that's part of the whole Patricus property. Most of you are familiar with the Patricus property because you've lived around here a long time. And here's Marquette with the school. So the idea is to take from 59th Street to get Marquette out to 51st Street. Unfortunately, there's a house here, so the road has to swing up onto this parcel, which it falls. No, this house is here. You're talking about the house here that was Patricus. So Mr. Rick Pizbella, the other developer to the south, he wants to develop this property, and he's proposing to put in these two cul-de-sacs. One will be, so 49th Street would be extended to this cul-de-sac, and then it would come down, and 50th Street, he's going to call it something else, but it's basically the 50th Street of the cul-de-sac. So 50th Street is the street that the city wants to put all the way through. That is the main thing that's causing the wetland impacts. It's the need for the street to run all the way through. If the street for 50th Street doesn't go through, your traffic will be much heavier off of onto 49th Street. So the idea is to split traffic up by adding this other road. So if you don't add the other road, you won't have the impacts, but you're also going to get more traffic on the streets near your homes. So I at first thought, well, why does Rick get to do cul-de-sacs? Why can't this guy do a cul-de-sac? But then after, you know, staff explained the reason on why they wanted this to go through, then... And I thought for sure Dan and Dan on each side of 50th Street were going to have a problem with this because it's going to be right next to their house. But I talked to them, and they weren't really objecting to it. So they're impacted by the street coming through right next to their houses. If you know where the stub of 50th Street is now. So that's what you're seeing here. So this is the existing 50th Street. This comes down. The first wetland is a wetland pocket. This is the road impacts. So you've got the road, and this is the size of the actual wetland itself. The DNR doesn't do all this, protect this, protect this. The DNR protects the wetland itself. So in the city of Franklin, we have an ordinance where we have a 30-foot undisturbed buffer, which right now is already plowed field, and we have a 20-foot building setback, no permeable surface. So since they are impacting most of this wetland with the road, they're asking to be able to fill this section of wetland. It's 0.067 acres. So it's a really small portion. Now, they could not build on that, but it's already a plowed wetland, is what it is. And so then you come down here. Here it is. This is the continuation of this wetland. That. And then the road comes down, and then it clips here. And the reason why they've moved this road several times, they moved the road for the DNR, they moved the road for the city, they've moved it back and forth as much as they could to not impact this, but they have to line up with Rick's proposed road here. So this road comes down. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so that's this road, and then it comes down, and so you're at this point, and this is where Marquette Avenue has to swing up onto this property, the one we're talking about now, because there's a house down here on the corner, so they have to avoid the house. So half of Marquette Avenue will be done by the developer on the south, who hasn't come forward yet, and half of the road here will be part of this development. So while it's not ideal, this isn't the developer saying, hey, let us fill these wetlands. This is developers saying, hey, since we have to fill the wetlands to put the road in, and we're only going to have this much left, will you allow us to make it a buildable lot? That's what they're asking for. Now, these are farmed wetlands, and you ask about why are you letting them do some outside mitigation. I went out to the site. The habitat that is out there is invasive plants that they can spend thousands and thousands of dollars and 3 years worth of maintenance out there, and you'll never have anything more than what is already there. So what they are offering to do is to take a really great natural resource in the city and throw some money at it, and they're also still offering to put in landscape and enhance this area they are protecting, because they're saving all of this. So that is what their write-up says, that they would come in. Right, and what you're looking at, this is the wetland. This is plowed field, this is plowed field. And the only reason you're seeing these figures on here is not because it's wetland, it's because city ordinance has a 50-foot buffer from the edge of the wetland. So here's the edge of the wetland. This is what's called a 30-foot undisturbed buffer. In a really great natural resource, it would be full of wonderful plants, but here it's a plowed field. And then this would be where you couldn't put a hard surface, you couldn't put a playground in there, you couldn't put a shed, you couldn't put a concrete slab, but you can still have that as mowed part of a lawn. So the wetland impacts are 0.06 square feet, or acres. So those are the total impacts. And if you've walked the site, it's plowed. Right.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what I can tell you about the property out there. And so I really wanted them to enhance this so it looks better, because right now it's that really tall invasive Eurasian grass. Looks like a big plume. You can't compete with that. You'd have to take out all the soil, dig out the whole thing to get the seed bank out of there to turn it into any kind of natural resource. The habitat and the species out there it's not even a natural resource. It's a drained wetland tile area that was created from farming the land over the years.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Anyone else?
No, go ahead.
evening again, Commission. I've already sworn in Mike Rockle. I live right across the street from this 0.67 acre or feet or whatever was described as negligible. What I see is tens of thousands of migratory birds in spring and fall using that land, that wetland protected area. What I see is any light to moderate rain carries clear from that wetland through to the watershed to 51st and beyond, and I believe that's significant. I expect the city to uphold the wetlands as they're defined right now and maintain them. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else rising? I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Without objection, I'll move to the motion. Is there a motion to recommend approval of Fred Arbonella, Arbonella Carbony Homes, Oak Ridge of Franklin Subdivision, natural resource features, special exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations? Second. Discussion on that motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Move on to item D1, Matt Talbot Recovery Services, a two-lot certified survey map. Mr. Dean.
Thank you. No public hearing on this one. Just a straight-up certified survey map.